This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement, as we're just over a half hour away from CY joining us here on your home of the Rangers. Here's Brian.
Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate that. I know we've talked a lot about Jair Alexander already today, but I'll just say this about him. If there was a way to do this for the Cowboys, I would do it. I'd absolutely do this. It might be all the stuff about the money, but this guy is super, super competitive too. I mean, he plays with a chip on his shoulder when it comes to the coverage stuff. Now, are we going to have the same issues that you have with, say, Diggs, not playing the run well, ball bounces? You know, we had that whole conversation here a couple weeks ago where I wasn't trying to defend Mozzie Smith. I was just saying the run defense as a whole was not great, you know, and where the ball was going and how they were able to, teams were taking advantage of that and how they were like, you know, 900 yards before contact running the football. And I just, that's the thing that would worry me the most about Jair Alexander. But man, if you put him playing on that right side and then have the ability for him, and he's not going to play in the slot a ton. I didn't see a lot of slots snaps. Matter of fact, I saw 14 snaps where he played in the slot. But you look at how he plays the game from a coverage standpoint and what you could do and how he can match up. I was watching the Texans game and like his ability to travel or his ability to take the best tight end out of the play. Like you're getting third down in a situation and the Texans are trying to run Schultz on a route to get him open. Green Bay's ready. They just walk Alexander up over. They're thinking like, okay, this is one of those third and fours, and they're going to throw a drag here to Dalton Schultz to try. And Green Bay did a great job of recognizing what Houston was trying to do, and then it's an incomplete pass. But all the things that you hear, like I say, that the health, it's all true. The coach is being mad at him, that's true. They say he's a little bit of a different guy, that's true. But, man, you kind of did that with Pickens though, didn't you, a little bit?
You sure did. And if you could bring and look, that this is a position that you need help.
Desperate.
Bad. I mean, yeah. You don't know when Diggs is going to be ready. I'd love to not have to play Savone Rovell immediately and not throw him into the wolves if he's not ready to go. Kyer Elam has not been a good player in the NFL, and we're hearing great things about minicamp, and I hope they can hit on him and he fits better with Eberflus and maybe just a change of scenery. But these are big-time questions. Outside of Deron Bland, it is a ton of unknown at corner. So if I can add a Jair Alexander, and maybe the money comes down. Like right now, you said no, Brian. Maybe he's on the street for a couple of weeks. Maybe playing for the Cowboys is something that's interesting to him, and he takes more of a deal that's in their price range. And then if he has a great year, go get yourself a comp pick for him. if he goes and signs somewhere else after this. Like, to me, that's the corner is they're going to have to bring in another corner at some point. Maybe it is just Stephon Gilmore once we get out to the tennis courts in Oxnard like they did last year with all these defensive linemen. But they're going to end up adding a corner. He's certainly probably the best name out there, not named Jalen Ramsey.
This fan base needs to believe in something right now. And I think there's a golden opportunity for these Cowboys. And I'm willing to believe that they're contenders, but not with this corner situation. It's the one thing I need hemmed up.
Yeah.
I'd be all about them trying to bring this dude in. The talent is enough for me. Now, obviously, you have to draw a line in the sand financially at some point here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Spotrac saying $5 to $6 million, up to $10 million, something like that. Totally down for that. It's a premium position. And you've got nothing but questions out there.
Yeah. I would do that. But when I asked this morning about it, when the news first broke, I got the, not going to go that route. Yeah. But me personally, after kind of watching him play, but everything about it, all the other stuff is true. You know, you talk to people in Green Bay, it's like, you know, they had no axe to grind. They're like, hey, when he plays, we're really good. When he doesn't play, we're not very good. But, you know, you get coaches that get in a situation where they're like, you know, I don't want to deal with this anymore.
It's stink when the Eagles go sign him.
Okay. It's funny you say that. Because Pro Football Focus has six teams that are probably in the mix of signing this guy. Philadelphia Eagles is number one on this list.
Well, they're talking about moving Cooper DeGene over to safety.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
So if they do that, they could use a corner.
Well, they got our guy, Makuba.
Yeah.
But Makuba and then Blankenship played a lot better last year.
He did.
Yeah, but Makuba, Blankenship, man, I don't know, but Mitchell and DeGene made a huge difference in their defense last year. So maybe this is one of those teams that maybe will look at that. They also say the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah.
Possibility with they didn't make any changes. They got Darius Williams, Kobe Durant.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And Witherspoon are the guys. They played the most snaps for them, but they're mentioned as a possibility.
Yeah, it makes plenty of sense because they're the team that most people feel like are going to end up trading for Jalen Ramsey. They got a huge need there.
Yep. Minnesota Vikings. They would say that it's funny because Alexander and Vikings star receiver Justin Jefferson have been fierce competitors over the years. So taking that Packers-Vikings divisional rivalry to the next level, Alexander has called Jefferson's biggest called out one of Jefferson's biggest performance, a 9-catch, 184 yards, and 2 touchdowns against the Packers, a fluke, and mocked Jefferson's signature gritty celebration.
He's had some good performances against Jefferson.
He has.
But they say, though, that he also fits what Brian Flores does because Flores plays more of more coverage than he does zone. So he kind of
He wants to blitz you. He wants to man up and blitz.
Yeah, he plays more man.
So that's a good roster there in Minnesota. Yeah. That'd be a hell of an ad.
Ravens are also a team mentioned here. Carolina Panthers are also a team mentioned here as well. And then the Los Angeles Raiders are mentioned as a team. Probably because the Raiders are mentioned because of Pete Carroll, and he knows how to Pete Carroll knows how to build a secondary. So you kind of, maybe that's a situation right there, but those are the teams. The Dallas Cowboys were not a team that was mentioned here.
I saw an article from CBS Sports that said it, but that was way before you had the news to start the show that the Cowboys just are not interested. It would be a heartbreak to see them go to the Eagles, but they're going to do what they do. You know, and there's still plenty of quality out there that will likely be better than Kyrie Elam. So let's see it.
Yeah. All right. I had a chance just on breaks and as the show was going on, just to kind of just take a peek of Von Miller.
Yeah, the updated odds have the Cowboys as the favorite to land him.
I think Von Miller, the thing, and I watched, and maybe this is a hard ask because of the games that I saw. I broke down the plays where, you know, ball was at him, the way I was able to do that with my next gen stuff. And I'm watching him play against Arizona, and I'm watching him play against the Ravens. And maybe that's unfair.
Kyler and Lamar. And all the general running that both those teams like to do.
Yeah, that to me, because I was trying to kind of figure out, how is this guy going to play against the run? Because, you know, I mean, maybe the pass. The one thing the Cardinals did while they were playing Von Miller, they knew where he was on the field. You could see, like, motions to chip, motions to, like, double team him. Line a tight end up over him,
especially for pass rush stuff.
Yeah. Like they were not going to let him be that guy. They were not going to let, even though, and there were a couple of times where when he got one on one, I didn't realize Von Miller has much power still in his body as he does, because he was able to walk the tackle a couple of different times. One time with Will Hernandez, the guard. Remember, we were always talking about, we go get. Will Hernandez couldn't even get out of his stance to get him. I mean, they were like, they were going to try and double team him. And he was by the tackle before Will Hernandez could even get over there and help. So, you know, there's times when you're watching this guy rush the passer and you're like, man, he's still got it. And he's got just the length, the pass rush moves, the problem with him. And again, it might be really, really, really unfair. But when the ball goes away, he doesn't have that ability to run the thing down like he did one time in his life. Remember, he used to play with that ability, that burst.
Oh, yeah, he would chase down the line.
He doesn't have that anymore.
Which is, I mean, to be expected at 36 years old.
If you're saying, okay, well, it's Von Miller. And what have we seen Von Miller do? Because people don't really want to run the ball at him. They run away, and he used to always just chase plays. He doesn't have that ability to. Now, if you put him in, if he's part of a rotation, he's not having to play every snap.
His run grades still say he's slightly above average. Yeah. Would you say the film agreed with that?
I think so. When you run the ball at him, he still has that ability to kind of disengage and go make plays. But when the ball maybe goes to his side and it's now all the way to the outside, he can't run that down like he once did.
Starting to feel like Chief running that hill.
I guess so, a little bit.
Did he blow a groin but on he, one of those
but
plays?
It was a struggle for him. And it wasn't just like Kyler Murray and those, you know, because Kyler Murray can run away from you. Jackson can run away from, but when the ball was handed or going to the outside, he just could not burst to get to that play. But the pass rush moves, the technique, the ability to disengage and all that stuff.
I mean,
stuff,
I think it speaks volumes. He had, what, 6 sacks last year?
Yeah.
And you're saying that offenses were clearly game planning be getting sacks.
Arizona Cardinals clearly were.
Yeah.
They were clearly thinking that they had an issue with their pass protection on him.
Just a pass rush specialist role. I would be totally down for that. And he's a friend of the program. Maybe he could be our Cowboy Player of the Week.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
That would be something.
The only thing, like I said, that I would be concerned about is he just doesn't play with the burst that he once did. That's his biggest issue. That there were times where he could run down plays from the backside, and I didn't see him do that with any regularity.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. I want to hold this thought for later, but I might not remember it. You know, I think right now you only have the two pass rushers that you're sure of. Is that right?
with Fowler and Micah?
Fowler, Micah.
And then you
maybe
got the
Sam
three,
Williams.
The three second-round picks. Yeah,
I'm pretty confident Donovan Azarocco is
Azarocco can rush.
Pretty confident.
By the way, people are asking me on about Sam Williams. He's got a brace on the other day.
Yeah.
He's going to play in that brace.
Okay.
Because of the position. They're going to keep him in that brace. People are like, they were a little worried. But that's a brace he's actually, if you've watched any of the clips from him working out, and he could practice right now. He could practice. He's great. Ready to go. They're just not going to do anything with him until training camp.
I'm on the horn saying, Vaughn, we're coming for you about August 15th after our first preseason game if these 3 second round edges that we've drafted in a row aren't starting to show signs. I think that's the way I'd approach that. But I want him more than Jair. It is the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here on the Fan. We're 23 and a half minutes from Chris Young joining us. What's next, Chief?
Let's go around the rim featuring an update on Kidd and the Knicks next in the Nation.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.